We just did a program here at Fallbrook High School called Every 15 Minutes, and it's an anti-drinking and driving program. It's funded by the California Highway Patrol, and what it is, it's a program to discourage high school students from drinking and driving, and also encourage them to make positive choices while driving, like not using their cell phones, putting on their seatbelts, and not driving recklessly. Every 15 minutes, the reason why it's called every 15 minutes is because in California, statistically, every 15 minutes, somebody dies at the hands of a drunk driver. That was 10 years ago. Because of this program, because of a lot of other programs, the statistic actually is now every 32 minutes, somebody in California dies in a car accident because of a drunk driver. So what the program is, it's a two-day program, and on the first day, the juniors and senior class, which are 11th and 12th graders, all walk down in the morning to the field, and they see a car accident reenactment. It's a fake accident, but it looks real. We have the fire department, the paramedics, the California Highway Patrol, which we call CHIPS, CHP, and the San Diego Sheriff. We have the mortuary, the morgue. They come down and they basically do a reenactment as if it was a real accident. We have students who are in the cars that are actors, and some of them are dead, some of them are injured. One of the drivers is drunk. She's acting drunk. And basically what it is, it's a demonstration of what happens at an accident scene involving a drunk driver. So all the students watch this happening. It's about 25 minutes. The fire department comes out and they cut the kids out of the car, and they do all the medical attention. They give the field sobriety test, which is to determine how drunk the driver was, and all the students get to see this happen. And then what happens afterwards, the kids go back to class, and the actors actually continue on the process, and they go to the police department, and then they go on to the hospital, and we videotape it. We videotape everything that happens. We show the drunk driver going to jail. We show the kid in the emergency room as the doctors are trying to save his life, and then he eventually dies. And we're videotaping all this. And it's interesting because the response from the kids on this first day from the rest of the student body is kind of mixed. I mean, it's not a real sentimental time. It's kind of an exciting moment. And the kids are kind of joking and laughing and, wow, this is neat. And this is, wow, you know, it doesn't really have that emotional impact. But the second day, on Thursday, it does. On Thursday, we have another assembly. Day two is we have like a closing ceremony. It's supposed to resemble a funeral. And on that day, we have a lot of guest speakers who have actually lost loved ones at the hands of a drunk driver. And at this assembly, we have a couple different speakers. We have one person who is a parent who had the opportunity to write a letter to a kid, to their child, as if it was the last letter that they were going to get to send. It's fake that their child hasn't really passed away, but the letter is just, what if you had one more thing to say, what could you say? And then we have a student who gets to read a letter to their parents as if it was the last letter they'd ever sent. So it's a real emotional assembly. And we were able to have one of our students who was in a car accident this year get up in front of the student body and talk about his story. He's now paralyzed. His name is Jacob Robinson. He's a football player who made a poor decision. He wasn't drinking, but he wasn't wearing a seatbelt, and he was driving recklessly and got in a car accident. And he was able to speak to the entire student body about his mistake and how he's living with that. So if Wednesday, the reenactment, was more about the logistics of what happens at the car accident, Thursday is more of the emotional side. And at that assembly, there isn't a dry eye in the house. It's very emotional, and it's very impactful for the students.